Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless, gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. They cover everything University of Michigan athletics. He is standing by in the Meyer Guest Line. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Billy. I'm doing great, brother.
Yeah, you know, this season was not lost in the shuffle, but, you know, naturally, Michigan football, Michigan basketball, a lot of people weren't talking about Michigan baseball. Matter of fact, I was surprised when I saw your tweet and the Wolverine.com update that Michigan had won the Big Ten baseball tournament.
That's the thing. This team wasn't really, I wouldn't say worthy of our attention all year, but they were up and down and they're pitching. I think their team ERA, Bill, was like 7.01 or something like that. And that speaks to two things. Number one, how bad your pitching sucks, right? But number two, that if you're still above 500, and I think they were 30-24 heading into the Big Ten tournament or something like that, then your hitters are doing the job, and they still have the hitters. Clark Elliott is an outstanding hitter. Jimmy Overtop, guys like that. But they needed better pitching, and they got it in the Big Ten tournament. They needed to beat Rutgers 2 out of 3 just to make the Big Ten tournament, and it kind of is reminiscent of the 2019 squad. And listening to Eric Backich, the coach, talk about what they did in 2019, they had to beat Illinois. They had to come back on their last at-bat, their last strike, beat Illinois in the Big Ten tournament just to make the NCAA tournament and then make the run they did. He said this is similar. Winning the Big Ten tournament, now you're in the NCAA tournament, and you've got a shot. And they're playing extremely well, getting better pitching. So I think there's a chance. This is not the team that you want to be playing, in my opinion. If you're Oregon, who Michigan plays on Friday, or Louisville, I think Michigan's got a shot in that regional. So it's fun, Bill. It's hard to watch during the season because you've got rainouts and you got snowouts and everything else, and hard to keep track of it. But when you get to this time of year, I'm telling you, having covered it, it's as exciting as anything I've covered getting to the College World Series.
Yeah, it really is. And the College World Series, I tell everybody, if you're a baseball fan or just a sports fan, I've been there, I think, to three of them in Omaha long before they redid the stadium and the upgrades they have there now for the true baseball experience. It really is, because you get people from all across the country all converging, partying, hanging out. And I know you've been there, Chris, and it's an awesome week-long experience.
Bill, I didn't know what I was missing. I'll be honest. I went down there and I thought, well, am I going to drive 11 hours? It was a drive for us. And I took my son and his buddy, and this was in 2019. And I thought, man, and then you get there and it's like covering a Final Four in basketball to these people. It's everything. And there are people who do it every year, no matter who's in the tournament. You got Vanderbilt fans who are just about there every year, it seems. And, but it was an unbelievable event, and I was blown away. And I thought, man, this is what I've been missing. I can't wait to do this again. And Vanderbilt's coaches, after they beat Michigan in the last game of the season to win the College World Series, said Michigan will be back here. Eric Backich will be back here someday with another Michigan team. And you doubt it sometimes. The Northern teams don't do so well. But this guy can coach. This guy is a postseason coach. He reminds me of John Beilein in that respect, where you have mixed results during the season. Sometimes you win a championship, sometimes you don't. But you're playing your best ball at the end of the year, and you can't say enough about the job the guy's done up here.
Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com joining us on the Meyer Guest Line, talking about Michigan and the NCAA D1 baseball tournament Friday, 7 p.m. on ESPN Plus against Oregon, who's a 35-23 team. If they win, they'll get the winner of Southeast or Southwest Missouri State and Louisville. I agree. When you look at the other regions in the tournament field, which I did before the show, I'm not going to say this is the easiest one, but it sure does look like it, that there's no powerhouse team.
100%. And that's why, you know, when you're the hot team, you've got as good a shot if you get the pitching. And that's the thing. The pitchers are going to have to do as well as they did in the tournament. And they're going to have to win a couple slugfests probably to advance. We saw it a couple times. They won one of the games 15-8, I believe it was against Maryland. And but if the pitching holds up like it has in the Big Ten tournament, then they get as good a shot as anybody to win the region. And then you get to the super regionals, anything can happen. So, That's what makes it fun. That's what you love about the postseason in any sport. But they've got the hitters, Bill. There's no question about it. And they've got the confidence. You can see it. It's almost like Michigan softball under Carroll Hutchins. When you get there, you just get a sense of confidence under Eric Backich that they're going to play their best baseball and get to the postseason. They usually do.
Now look at Central Michigan University. They're down in Gainesville, Florida, in the Florida region. The host and the one seed Florida will play CMU on Friday night at 6:30 in Gainesville, Florida. That winner will face Oklahoma and Liberty, or the winner of Oklahoma Liberty. So you see how loaded that is with CMU. Also, I think third straight year in the tournament. Michigan, Coach Backich, he's done a fabulous job building that program back up. So we'll see what happens this weekend. Before we end our conversation, latest on Michigan basketball, where's everything at? Diabate, Houston, what's the latest update there?
Yeah, Diabate is staying in the draft. He announced that not long ago. In fact, we had a story up on that. And disappointing, but not surprising. We'd heard in January, and we've been talking about this, Bill, that they just felt, his people just felt that, hey, he can get as much experience at the G League level as he could coming back to Michigan, and that he was probably going to be a one and done. So Caleb Houston was quiet when he entered the draft. He didn't make an announcement or anything, and I don't think Michigan even knew about it when he put his name in the draft. And I'm not sure Michigan knows, in speaking to people in the building, where he stands right now. So in my strong opinion, I think he stays in the draft. Maybe he surprises, but there have been some rumblings in mock drafts that have him going in the first round, some going in the second round. At one point, he had told them if he's a top 20 pick, he's leaving. I don't think there's a way that happens, but if there are some teams saying, hey, we might take you at 25 or 30, that might be good enough for him. So they're going to have to go back to the portal, Bill, look for some players. Pete Nance is out there from Northwestern. Michigan had offered him and recruited him. If they could land him to replace Diabate, that would be an upgrade. That might be a stretch at this point, though. They're going to have to go all in. Jacob Grandison from Illinois is in there at the wing. So, but they've got some holes to fill now, Bill. There's no question about it, especially if Houston stays in the draft.
Yeah, you look at Diabate. When did he make the official announcement? Because I know we had the holiday weekend and everything, and that four days, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle. But
just a couple hours ago came out.
He did? Yeah. Oh, just a few hours. Yeah, because I was going to say, I hadn't seen that yet. I thought I missed it. Yep. So that's a few hours ago. I think what you're getting with Diabate in Houston, Chris, is that there are teams that are willing to tell them they'll draft them low first round, high second round, give them a better than normal deal because they see project players. Would you agree?
Yeah, maybe. Although Diabate hasn't shown up on many mock drafts, and he's worked out for a lot of teams. So he tested well athletically, which we knew he would, but his shooting was in the bottom 20% at the draft combine, and he hasn't played a lot of basketball. And you can see that this year when he played. And that's the risk, Bill, in taking these guys with high potential like that, these five stars that are just starting to scratch the surface, is that you get the 1 year with them, and then somebody else reaps the rewards while you deal with their struggles. He had a couple good games at Michigan, but there were other games on the floor where he was lost defensively, and he just he couldn't even hang on to the ball. So you have to wonder if they're going to change their strategy. We saw Jay Wright do that at Villanova several years back when he was recruiting the five stars and then went back to his original plan to get guys that might be there for 2, 3, 4 years and put together veteran teams like John Beilein always used to try to do. So it will be very interesting to see Michigan's recruiting strategy going forward.
Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Also, we're less than 100 days from the opening of the 2022 Michigan football season. A lot of things happening. Go to TheWolverine.com. Chris, appreciate the update.
Anytime, Bill. Thanks for having me, buddy.
All right, Chris Ballas joining us.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.